Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Carly from Daytime After Dark, and today is January 11th, 2010. You know, it's just weird saying 2010. I guess, you know, because it's like the whole decade thing. Well, tonight we will be talking about a lot of stuff. And just for you know, I opened the sound room already. Well, I'm just opening it right now. And the number to call is 347-850-8721. And we are going to be talking about a lot of stuff. General Hospital, Days of Our Life, Young and the Restless. A lot of primetime shows are coming up this week. So I would love to dabble in that too. And, you know, I just want to talk to everyone about anything they want. And before I bring my co-host, my little co-host and my little partner in crime on, I just want to establish rules. Okay, if there is no one on the phone, you can talk as long as you want, and I want to try for everyone not to talk over each other because I feel like that is so important. And what else? You know, we don't always have to be upbeat every moment. So if you are angry and you want to vent on a particular storyline, call in. Because you know what? You know, just the fact that we need, you know, we just need this, you know, we just want to fight for this. So I'm going to bring on Terry now. So here we go. Hello, you.
Hi, how are you?
Well, the truth, I'm mad. I am so mad with all the soaps. I mean, nothing is making sense to me. Hi, people in the room. Hi, Heather. Hi, Jason and Liz Forever. If anyone wants to call us and talk to us, go ahead, because we are funny. Well, I'm funny tonight. Okay, so tonight we want to talk about everything. So, and we are angry about a lot of stuff because nothing is making sense for me washing my soaps. And, you know, I guess we can start with Days of Our Life for once and our ZH for once. Because, oh, cool. Heather's calling us next week.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay. No one's on the Swiss bow yet. Hi, Jason and Liz Fan Forever.
You know what? That is actually me. I don't know how I got to. I don't. That's like me. I should maybe log out and I have like. I guess I must have to.
Okay, you. Oh no, that's okay. That's funny.
Okay.
Hi, Smokey. I hope you are having a good day. See, I'm welcoming everyone. I'm the welcome committee, I guess.
Hello, everybody in the chat room.
Oh no. Okay. Are you there, right?
I'm here.
Tell me to stop playing with things. Okay, good, I got it back. Okay, so what do you think of Days of Our Life today?
Well, I actually fast-forwarded through a lot of the show because of the fact that Carly and Bo, I don't know if anybody's seen it, but I'm sorry, I'm going to have Carly and Bo made love today or have sex today on the day of Mickey's death. Was it? It was the day of Mickey's death that they had sex, right? Because are they still on the same day?
You know, that's what I don't know. That's what I'm confused about myself.
And I love Carly. I mean, I love her. I love her. I love her, and I hate Sam. So that's how much I love her. I hate Sam a lot. And I
she's referring to Sam on General Hospital.
Yeah, I'm referring to Sam on General Hospital.
And she's referring to calling on Dave's
disappointment.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't like her with Bo. Because of the fact that I'm a big Hope and Bo fan, and I hate what they're doing with the characters right now. And then this preview I saw today, Hope's calling Bo, saying, "Where are you?" And you could tell he was like, his face was like, "Oh my God," you know. So, yeah. Then having Nikki die was really sad. I didn't think they didn't have to do that. They could have just like maybe had him go off somewhere and come back for a little while. I don't know. What do you think with that?
Oh, I think, you know what? For someone who's been gone, I mean, okay, you know, yeah, the recast never worked. Okay. But in real life, the clock is still ticking away. So they did not have to come. They could do what they've been doing with Alice. What they are doing with Alice by, you know, say Mickey's on a long, long, you know, working on another case in another state. Oh, you know, with the grandkids out of state. Come on, Days of Our Life. Can you ever get your balls, you know, in place and give us a good story that we actually buy? Because I don't buy that Alice is in the kitchen anymore. That is so not believable anymore. Oh, and Heather said, "I tried watching Days again, but Hope and Bo not being together, I cannot watch."
Yes,
oh, hi, Cybo. Hi, Cybo.
Hi.
See, yes. So, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Does anybody in the chat room like Carly? Are they a Carly fan? I'm just curious.
You know, from Days of Our Life, not
from
General
Days
Hospital.
Of Our Life, I'm sorry.
I feel like we should clarify because, you know, there's Carly on Out the Platoon, Carly on, you know, General Hospital, Carly on Days now.
I can't seem to, like, my mouth, I'm trying to get into the chat room to, like, talk, but I can't seem to do it. My little mouse thing is not letting me.
That is crazy.
Oh, well, I'll just have to talk
that
to
that. That is spooky. Do-do-do-do.
I know. It's, like, really freaky.
Okay, and the number to call in is 347-850-8721. And, oh, my God. Oh, Heather. She seemed like a bad actress to me. Well, you know what? Krista Sapir is not a bad actress. She was great on Guiding Light. And, you know, I think what they are writing for her, excuse my swearing, little kids, is I think the writing. And, you know, it's like what Cyrus just said. She likes Krista, but I did not watch. But I didn't watch Carly because I wasn't watching then. You know, I wasn't little when Carly came on. I just don't remember everything.
She came on just as Hope was presumed dead. And then she helped Bo through the grief that he was feeling for Hope. And they kind of fell for each other and they fell in love with each other. And see, at that time, back in those days, I liked Carly and Bo, but now that Hope's, you know, been on the show, you know, now for a long time, I can't see anybody coming between the two of them, which is why I'm having a hard time watching Days right now, even though I watch it, but
to be honest, you know, what year was that?
I think it was, oh gosh, I think it was the early 90s.
Okay, I might be wrong. Cyber, so don't, like, text message kill me. I should stop joking like that, but I think it was like 91 to 92.
Yeah, something like that, 91 or 92.
But you know what, everyone, you know what everyone is forgetting that I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Terry, that probably the reason why you love Carly and Bo, half of the time it was played by Robert Kilkerkelly.
Yeah, we'll be that's why, after Robert Kilkerkelly came to replace Peter Recko, I still kind of liked Carly and Bo, but they weren't as popular as Peter Recko and her together. And they just totally destroyed Carly and Bo's thing because Robert Kilkerkelly had chemistry with Lisa Rinna, and so that's why the Bo and Billy thing took off. Because of that, and then when he came back, Peter Recko came back, and Lisa Rinna and Billy was still on there. I didn't see the chemistry between Bo and Billy back then. Did I make sense? I'm sorry.
Yes,
if I made sense or not.
You always make sense. You make more sense to me.
Well, because I was recently replaying the radio shows that we had in the past couple of times, and I'm not very articulate, so excuse me, listeners, if I repeat some sentences or whatever. So,
I think you're fine. Okay. Well, Cyril says, I used to love Colleen and Hope. Smokey said that. Next to Hope, I think Colleen was another love of his life. He had chemistry with Big Deal Hammy crack up during the holidays. With his dialogue with Philip when he caught Dustin and Bo kissing.
Oh, yeah.
I missed that. Dang it.
Well, I'm sure you have it on your DVR.
Yeah, okay.
You know what? I think I kind of fast-forwarded through that. I could probably go back on YouTube and check that out.
Yeah, okay. And Heather goes, I don't like the young people on dates either.
Yeah, me neither. I kind of like Gabby and Will. I think they're recasting Will though, but I kind of like Gabby right now. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Oh my God! Okay, you guys. Lisa Werner is getting her own reality TV show with her husband. I'm Harry Hamlin. Oh my God, that is scary. That is so scary. I mean, already. She had plastic surgery to make her lips like the biggest lips on. Okay,
hey, Mel too, Heather. I like Mel too. Do you like it with Philip?
Okay,
Mel.
Hold on. Cyber's on.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hey, Cyb. Hello?
It's Christy, actually.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Christy.
Hey.
Okay, I get you and Cyber's area codes mixed up, so yeah.
Cyber's is probably 773, and I think mine's 708.
Well.
So, maybe.
Yeah, so are you recovered from being sick?
Yeah, I was kind of sick last week, so yeah, I'm better. Thanks. But I'm kind of in the slump of, like, being really tired, but I was told to take vitamin D, so I'm not so tired all the time, because I have, like, chronic fatigue sometimes. And I get these spells where I'm just, like, really tired and all I want to do is sleep. So I was kind of one of those, too, when I was sick. So, but I'm okay.
Oh, Heather. Heather wanted me to tell you hi. Heather. Why now we are discussing days because all of us are kind of mad at Bo and Ho. I mean, Bo and Carly, you know, sleeping together.
Oh, okay.
On the day.
They were talking about that on In the Zone, too. I dropped by there. They're having a show right now, I think, for another half an hour or so.
I guess.
Your show in the chat room, and then I left.
Thank you. We will get back to our day discussion, but. So, your teachers are coming along, right? So, you know, they sent a list, you know, for the Liaison Radio teachers, and what do you have coming up for you radio show?
I know there's going to be, like, a new contest or, like, activity that we're going to do in January. I have to find my notes somewhere and figure out what that was that I, like, originally thought about doing. And then we'll play, like, you know, favorite clips of all time. And we're going to definitely talk about the Steve event coming up on February 12th in Chicago, where you can order your liaison T-shirt from me, and then I'll give it to you, and then you can wear it to the event if you're going. You can just let me know. For all the liaison fans out there, they can email me at liaisonradio@hotmail.com, and they can order a T-shirt if they are a big Jason Elizabeth fan and want to promote their faith and, well, their love for Jason Elizabeth. So that's pretty much it. You know, we're going to have fun. We're hopefully going to have a special guest on Friday. I Twittered
it. Oh, really?
So we might have Jake Coco on Friday.
Oh my God, that is so cool.
Yeah, I just decided to change the show like an hour later because In the Zone is having a show on Friday too, and they had it scheduled at 9 p.m. Central like I did. So I decided I'd have it scheduled at 10 p.m. Central instead, and so anybody who wanted to tune into Liaison Radio after In the Zone could do so on my show. So I figured that would work out for the best.
And for everyone on my show, I will be co-hosting with her. So everyone should stop by because it's always fun on Christy. So it's always very, very funny. can you say what your contest though?
I have to look it up. I knew I had something that was suggested by that one person. Remember when I had that whole list of, in September
yes.
we're doing this, in November we're doing this, like, yeah. And there was something in January I mentioned, and I have it saved somewhere on Microsoft Word, so I've got to look it up. But it's going to be something. I'm going to have something good, like something themed or whatever. You know, like each month is going to be like kind of a different part of liaison history or something like that.
By the way, Christy. Heather just said in this album, yay, I missed a Carly and Christy soul.
That's so cute. Thank you.
I actually missed it too. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get in the chat right now.
So, yeah, what was I going to say? Yeah, I think because, yeah, you had so much going on in the for the, you know, contest, and all of them looked really good.
Mhm. Yeah. So if anyone in your chat room wants to order a shirt, all I have to do is email me. So.
Well, Jerry, I'm
thinking about it. I like the one shirt where they're in the the family in the middle, and then on each corner there's like a really good scene of them,
yeah.
Like the gun foreplay or.
Yeah, so I might consider
that one. So I'm still thinking about it. So, how much is $20? I'm like really poor right now, so I'd have to probably pay you in chunks or you know, like little bit.
Even if you just want like a regular T-shirt, which basically would have the design on the front, the website, and the phone number on the back, and that would basically be it. But if you want something additional, like your name's gonna be put on it, or if you want like hearts on it, like all iron on, like
or
whatever. You know, additional stuff you want, then that would be an extra $5. And then anybody who orders a T-shirt, I'm throwing in a free video, like, CD/DVD that you can put in your DVD player, and you can watch, like, all the music videos I made, including the latest promotional video I made for Liaison Radio.
Oh, sounds great. Okay.
Yeah, but that'll kind of, like, a free gift for everybody who wants to, like, order a shirt. Little incentive.
Yeah, wear it to work with me and...
Oh my God! You do
good.
Huh?
You have good entertainment. You can bring your portable DVD player with you and watch my videos in line for fan events.
Oh yeah! I've never been to a fan event, and they have a lot here. Like in the summer, they have that General Hospital fan club, whatever you call it, weekend thing. And I don't know. I've never been to one. Maybe one day I'll go.
Hey, you know, I told her I would go with her because, you know, going to Chicago in the winter time, I don't feel like freezing my, okay, fine, I'm going to swear one time tonight.
I don't feel like either, but I'll do it for Steve. Somebody still want to do it for. It's just because it's Steve, though, man. If he wasn't so hot, I don't know if I
I know, he's so, I just love him. He's so cute, man.
I still want to sleep with Spinelli. So, you know, if Spinelli was there, too, with Steve, that would be, okay, I'm going to be good. Well, I am, but...
Now, if it came down to Steve Burton and Spinelli in one room, who would you choose first?
Okay, not to sound slutty, but why can't this be both? Sorry.
You could be right stuck in the middle, right?
Yes.
Sorry.
That's kind of weird, though. I don't think he'd be into that. That'd be a little weird.
Okay,
anyway, let's
move
on. That's a little weird.
Yeah, let's move on. I'm sorry.
Okay, Terry, you brought up, not me, okay? You are.
Okay, let's change the subject. Okay, sorry.
Okay. So, yeah, but, so Christy, so how many orders have you gotten?
How many listeners have I gotten?
No, for the t-shirts. I mean, are you getting, like, a lot
t-shirts.
Of...
I've gotten... like 3 t-shirt orders, one from you, somebody's ordering 2, and then another person is just ordering 1. So I have like 5 t-shirts to make, including mine.
Yeah, and I'm sure that you will, I'm sure you will get like, you know, a couple more. I mean, I feel it. I feel like you're going to get like maybe 100, I don't know.
No, I don't know if it's going to be that many. That's a little extreme.
No, but no, because your Facebook is over 200 listeners.
I know, but I think a lot of people on my Facebook don't even realize what my page is about. Because I'll talk to some random people, they'll like chat me up, and they'll be like, oh, hey, like, are you a celebrity? And I'm like, no. Like, some people just, like, add you as a friend on Facebook just because they need more friends. So some of those people, I swear, have no clue, like, what my profile is actually about. Like, I feel like they've never even read it, but yet they're my friend. It's really weird. But I just kind of accept everybody. I'm just like, whatever. As long as you're respectful and nice and you're not a crazy JSAM fan, you're fine.
Oh, yeah.
There are some not-so-respectful JSAM fans, and I know some JSAM fans who are actually, like, fairly nice to talk to, and they're respectful and whatever, but most JSAM fans I've come into contact with have not been so nice. So.
I'm sure they haven't, I know.
I've came in contact with a couple of them, and, you know. And before I forget, what is your friend Lisa so when, because I got an email from you, promoting, Huso. What night does he have Huso on so we can promote that too?
What, Lisa's show?
Yes.
Yeah, she just had it she just had one tonight earlier. It was at 7. And she's going to actually, I want to make this announcement too, that she's going to have Seamus Deaver on her show on Monday, so like a week from today. And he plays, he was on, he was Ian Devlin on General Hospital. And he was on Wives and
Tag,
and now he's on Castle as one of the detectives. So, yeah, he's going to be on Lisa's show on Monday, so we're super excited. And I think it's 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, so that would be like 5 p.m. West Coast time, I believe.
Okay.
So on blogtalkradio.com/Castle Radio, and Castle Radio is all one word, so you should be able to see the upcoming show.
I just wanted to give her a shout-out because, you know, I just, but since it was already over tonight, but I just figured I was going to be nice. And.
Oh, of course. You know, I appreciate
and
taking in her boots for Monday. Really,
well, and by the way, Heather just said the 25th Sierra Brown episode on Castle. She's going to be on Castle.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, because... You know, I think, and maybe you guys can correct me, I think there's a lot of soap opera stars on that program right now, because I see Nathan Fielding, who was on One Life to Live, is on that. And, you know, they said, you know, a lot of them also. But I think that's so cool that he's coming on. I might have to call in. you know, because, no, I love that even Devin killed you on ZH. And, you know, I saw okay, we have a call. 703.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How can we help you?
No, I was reading your topic here, and I just wanted to chime in a bit and give my two cents, if that's all right.
Oh, that's quite right, yeah.
Okay. I just want to say, firstly, that I'm no scholar of primetime TV, but when I was younger, I was actually forced by my mother to sit down and watch General Hospital. Have you been familiar with that show? Or?
That's one of our number one shows we talk about, yes.
Okay. Now, I remember watching it back in the day. I don't know if you guys can agree with me, but do you guys feel that the quality as far as, you know, storytelling, acting, plot has declined over the years? And if so, what do you think is the reason for that?
Do you want my honest opinion or do you want me to lie?
I want your honest opinion.
Okay. What I think is, it's because the higher-ups are pimping one couple in general, and they are failing to give the fans what we want to see. And that's been happening for the last year, basically. It's not the same show that everyone grew up watching. It's not the Luke and Laura days.
It's not true, like, the historical history of the show. Like, they're writing characters completely out of character, things that you never thought they would have done, they're doing, and you're just kind of like, huh? What's going on? Yeah.
But also, don't you feel that it's, and not just with soap operas, with movies and all this other stuff, that they're playing towards the MTV age, getting all these young actors who can't really act to, you know, basically get the spotlight, and it seems like they're going for a certain demographic as far as, especially with General Hospital now, and that the actors of old, back when the quality stuff was running, it's all about nostalgia now and playing homage to, you know, certain characters when they were together, you know, way back when. I mean, do you guys agree with that or no?
You know, I little I agree with it, but it's strange because for the past, I don't know, for me, for like 2.5 years, well, maybe 2 years, it's been really hard to watch. So, you know, I'm still watching it. You know, it's like if, you know, two trains are coming on the train tracks, and you know you're not supposed to watch the train crash because you're going to see a lot of casualties lost, but you're still going to watch it anyway just to see how it's going to all turn out.
Right. But, I mean, it's one of those things where I guess it just comes down to taste. I mean, do you guys think that, I mean, it's a different world now as far as, you know, entertainment and what Hollywood, you know, is now as opposed to what it was back during the Luke and Laura days, you know, as you said. Do you think it's just a sign of the times now? Because I'm looking at entertainment abroad and it's just, I mean, everything is like crap now, from music, not everything, but in general, you know what I'm saying? What do you guys think it'll take? But like you said, it's like, the fans aren't getting what they want, and if these guys aren't catering to the guys who put them in business for all these years, I mean, do you think that shows like General Hospital have that much longer to be on the air?
Can I answer this one, Carly?
Yes, Sue.
Yeah. For me personally, I think the only soap opera I've ever really gotten into is General Hospital, and for me, when I first started watching, I'm like, okay, good. This is, like, the best one. Like, I got invested with the best soap opera on TV. And now it's, like, 4 years later, and I'm like, this is the worst soap opera. It's like, joke of soap operas. So it's funny how things can change in 4 years, and all of a sudden you went from being in love with the show that you had to watch every day to completely hating it. And it's just really weird how I have, like, a love-hate relationship, which in a hospital now, and it really does have to do with the writing in the past year, like Carly said, like drastically changed in the last year. And a lot of that I do attribute to, for example, Jason and Elizabeth breaking up, because it seems like after that happened, everything else went downhill, in my opinion. And it just kept hitting rock bottom for me. The show just kept getting more twisted, and the characters get more twisted, and, like, Elizabeth's, like, sleeping with her, you know, former, you know, like, you know, her fiancé's brother, like, Nicholas, which you never thought she would sleep with, like, ever. Like I really think that is, like, the most sickening thing ever, personally. I mean, there are people who like them together, and that's fine. I respect that. But for me personally, I just don't think that's – I think that's really out of character for her. And for her to let it go on this long and not tell Lucky about it is really, really weird. And she's just going to get called a lot of names that – she doesn't deserve. Like, she's getting called a slut and a whore and all this stuff that I never thought she'd get called. And now she's getting compared to Sam, which is ridiculous. Sam's done a heck of a lot more crap than Elizabeth has, okay? I could spout off a whole list of crap Sam has done. And it's a bigger list than the stuff Elizabeth has done. So it just sucks because they're writing the character now that it just doesn't make sense to me, and it doesn't make sense to a lot of other people. And now, you know, a lot of fans are like, not watching the show. And
right.
It just really sucks. Like, it just sucks as a whole. Because when you start seeing characters getting written out of character and you historical, like, integrity of the show, like, being changed and, like, nothing is going according to history and they're rewriting history every 5 minutes, it seems like it's not going to make the fans happy in the end.
Right.
And
I think
yours.
Right. I think, bottom line, like, the new guys that I guess are running the show now, they're not respecting, like, the source material, like, what happened way back when. And another thing that kind of gets me is that, you know, you watch some of the earlier episodes. Like, you can go on YouTube right now and type in General Hospital 1997. I guarantee you're going to come out with something of quality. And it might be 3 to 6 minutes long. And I just don't get, like, Hello? Yeah, sorry. Okay. I just don't
get why. Please enter your password. Or if you've entered the wrong mailbox number, press star.
What's going on?
Sorry. Hold on. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. You know what? I can't answer this all for you because there's
We're good.
No, I was just saying it's like, I mean, I can see where each character, you know, where they came from way back when, and I can see, like, when I barely watch the show now, but when I catch it now and then, and I look at certain scenes, and I'm like, I know this actor can take it to another level. It's like, do you guys think that certain actors like Maurice Bernard and Anthony Geary and I forgot, Steve Burton. Do you think these guys are, like, they're just handicapped by the times, like, the way that General Hospital is now, it's not going to allow them to portray a Sonny Corinthos or a Jason Morgan in the way that they could if the industry had been a bit different. You know what I mean? If things were about quality rather than trying to cater to the masses or the MTV generation. You know what I mean?
I personally don't think so. I think it has to do with one person only. And one person only, and it's Brian Fonz. I think, you know, I'm sorry, Chris.
The executives.
Yeah.
You said who? I'm sorry, what?
It's the writers and the executives. Like, I don't think it's just because, like, of the time. Continue, Carly.
Yeah, it's because of Brian Fonz. Brian Fonz, you know, decided a long, long time ago who was his Lopez. And, you know, he decided who he really liked and he was going to go with. You know, 10 years ago, you would never thought you would see Luke Spencer and Tracy Cormier together. 10 years ago, you never thought you would see Sonny Kudos with Claudia for a while. I mean, come on, that pairing was the crappiest pairing I've ever seen. Yes, it was about business, but it sort of never happened. And then the worst of all was Sam and Jason. Three times this couple has been together. And it sort of never, ever happened. She kidnapped, he's fired, she watched it happen, and they have whitewashed this character so many times, it's not funny, and I'm not going to hold back anymore.
You're getting into, like, the technicalities of the storylines, but as far as, I don't want to say assigning blame, but, I mean, I don't know the guy who you're talking about, but, like, I mean, don't you agree that, what would you, so you would put the blame on that one individual? You don't think it's coupled with, you know, the way that Hollywood is throwing out entertainment now? I mean, you really think it's on that one person? Or?
Yes, because the fans have been calling for a lot of couples to get back together, and no one is listening to what the fans want.
Right.
So for the past 2 years, it's been politics, it's been politics for the last couple of years, and you cannot tell me sitting here today that I haven't.
Well, I mean, I get what you're saying, but it's like, for me, it doesn't really matter who's together. Like, I can hate Claudia, but if you put her in a relationship with Sonny, that is believable. And like I said, you know, I've seen Carly and Sonny together when they were like, you know, they were it. You know, that was the couple, right? So I know that they can take it to that level. Even if you don't like a certain character, if they do it right as far as writing and acting, I mean, you can have an explosive show.
Claudia put a hit on Sonny.
No, I get it.
You know, ordered, you know, put yeah. Michael in the I, ho- wait, wait, put the right, ho- right. put Michael in the hospital bed. But no, that can be a really explosive pairing. No.
Right. It's an absurd scenario. I agree. But my thing is, I think the writing has gone so far off the deep end that, I mean, I just don't think these guys know what they're doing as far as when it comes to creativity and something that's, you know, believable and well thought out when it comes. I just don't think they're taking their time with this. They're just spewing things out. That's all I wanted to say, really.
I kind of feel like that, too. Like, I hate to say that, but I totally feel like that, too, because I was, like, in love with the way the show was written when I first started watching it in 2006, and I was, like, pretty much a new soap opera person. Like, I never really grown up with it that much, and
yeah.
I didn't really know much about soap operas. I just had the whole stereotypical view of, oh, overdramatic
what?
Acting, horrible acting, it's all about sex and violence and blah, blah, blah. So when I went into it, I was like, oh, wow, this is, like, a little bit different than I expected. It's really good writing. Like, wow, awesome. And back then, GH was winning, like, you know, a lot of Emmys and stuff, and I was like, good, I picked the right one, you know, I made the right choice, blah, 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 like, because I can only watch one soap opera or I'm going to go crazy. So it just so happened over the past year things changed dramatically, and the writers have chosen to write General Hospital in a completely different direction than I thought they would ever write it, and it's disappointing to me as a viewer, and I really want to get it back into the show, but it's hard for me when I keep seeing the characters that I used to really love, like, have really crappy storylines. Like, even Patrick and Robin, who, to this day, thank God, is still, like, pretty much a main stable couple on the show, but even they have really lame storylines. Like, what is up
right.
with some ex-girlfriend coming back? Like, how pathetic is that?
Because they want to give them...
Anywhere. You could do that with any other show. Any other show has done that before. Like, you're going to give them a little bit better storyline than that. Like, I really think they deserve better, like, as actors and as characters. Like,
Can I ask a question? Like, when you said you started watching it in 2006?
Yeah.
Now, did you bother to go back and watch, like, the older episodes, like, of 97 and 98?
I've seen, like, a couple, like, on Soap net reruns, but
right.
for the most part, the only historical episodes I've seen is mainly of, like, two couples, because I grew up
right.
in DVDs, which is Jason and Elizabeth and Lucky and Elizabeth when they were teenagers. So I know
right.
that whole history. I'm very familiar with that whole history of those two couples. Other than that, I bought, like, some General Hospital books, and I know a little bit here and there of some bits and pieces of history, and, of course, I know about the famous Luke and Laura, and I bought, like, a General Hospital scrapbook, so I haven't read through the whole thing, but,
right.
I mean, I know bits and pieces of kind of what's happened for the years, so.
Right.
I don't have to know the whole history, you know, to.
I get what you're saying, but the only reason I ask is because, I mean, the stories back then, I mean, everyone, like, I mean, I'm not, like I said, I'm not a General Hospital guru, you know, but when I started watching it, you know, when I was, like, in junior high, when I was forced to sit down and watch it, it's like everyone bought their A game to the show as far as the writing, the directing, and the acting, et cetera. And you can just feel it, even at, you know, a young age when I first watched the show, you can feel the emotion and the depth of what's going on. And today, you watch it today, and it's just, I mean, it's like cookie cutter, slapstick, Spinelli, all this. You know, I was watching it the other day, and I hadn't watched it in, like, you know, 9 months, and I was watching an episode, and I'm like, what is this? How did we get here? It's, like,
right.
crazy. It's, like, I mean, I don't see how a show like this is acceptable while other qualities of shows are getting, like, canceled, and I just don't get how this could fly. I don't get it.
I've been watching the show, and I've never tuned it out since 91.
Yeah.
And, you know, I am a Spinelli fan, but what I'm angry about, yeah, is, you know, it is taking its really, really wrong tune. But we've been down, you know, General Hospital has been down before. And I believe that, you know, we can get up and General Hospital can get good again.
But do you really believe that this show has gone this low before? Do you really believe that?
Okay, in 2005, there were some low points in 2005. And, you know, in 2006, the writer's strike happened, and it got really, really good again. It got amazingly good in 2006 and 2007. And then 2008, it whipped all to hell, excuse my language, but it did. And now it's like a whole tornado mess.
I agree with that. That's pretty much how it happened.
I don't know. I think it also sometimes depends on when you came in and you started watching in the beginning. Maybe that's where, like, because, I'm a young guy. I'm still in my 20s. Like I said, I was forced to watch the show. But, I mean, I could appreciate it because of the quality. And I'm kind of a film buff anyway, / student. But it's like now, I mean, the stuff that was acceptable back then, you know, back during the golden age of cinema, I mean, this stuff wouldn't even be tolerated.
Right.
I mean, I just don't see how anyone can watch a show like this and take it seriously. I don't know how.
I don't either. Like, I just laugh at the show now. Like, whenever I watch it, I just kind of laugh at the ridiculousness of it. And I'm a film graduate. And I graduated in May, so I know where you're coming from, because I took an individual study, like, on soap operas,
right.
and my professor was like, in general, soap operas are known as the lowest form of television, like, because it has the stigma of bad acting, which it doesn't have anymore. It did probably, you know, a little bit, like, back in the day when it first started, but over the years, you know, we've gotten, like, amazing actors, and really, you know, really good storylines, you know, except for, you know, the past, you know, year or so with General Hospital. It hasn't been that way, but I think soap operas are really good, and they are addicting, but sometimes some things happen that are unfortunate with, like, General Hospital, where the show just for, I think most people I've talked to, they stop watching, the show's gone downhill. I mean, there's still a lot of people I'm subscribed to on YouTube who are still clipping it, and that's pretty much how I know what's going on, and I read the soap mags to catch up. But I am still really surprised that a lot of people are still watching, and I know me, if I was even still watching, I would be fast-forwarding through, like, most
exactly.
of the
Exactly.
I'd watch, like, maybe 5 minutes. That would be it.
Exactly.
Well, why?
Like,
okay.
I cannot stand Maxie or Lulu or all these teenagers.
Wait, why?
That's just me. It's silly.
I have a bone to pick there with Carly.
No, hold on. Nothing against those guys personally, but the storyline, it's just insulting. Like, the whole storyline, like, when Maxie, I think, when did I see this, like, 3 weeks ago? Like, she slept with someone else. And then she's telling Lulu to keep it a secret, like some kind of joke or something. That
okay,
would never fly back in the day, ever. That
okay, you know what? Have you wait? Have you actually been watching this? Like,
no, like
you
I
tune
said.
In. Okay, no, you tune in on one day and you know one day and Christy really hasn't been watching it. You know, she may watch it on YouTube, but you guys really haven't been watching it. So really. You cannot go ahead and judge Maxie and Lulu. You can't. No. People should not judge.
Hold on. I get what you're saying. But even a scene like that, it should not be that way. It doesn't matter if I went away for 6 months. A scene like that should never happen. And then you call yourself an actress? No. These guys are models on TV. They are not actresses. No way.
I technically agree with that. They are very good actresses on General Hospital.
I guess they're all
really good actors, and they're all really talented. The problem is the storyline, and so then that betrays affects them badly, because then they have no choice but to play these, because that's their job.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
They have to do the best of their ability and work with what they're given. And yes,
exactly.
It's crappy storylines or whatever you want to call it, but. It is what it is. So I wouldn't say they're bad actors. I definitely think they're incredibly talented. Like, I mean, the stuff they
well,
have to
I
film on a soap opera takes 2 months in feature film because it's so
right.
many scenes and stuff they have to film
right.
per day.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to call them a bad actress, but I'm definitely not going to call them a good actor or actress.
You know what? Number one, when you don't know, you're missing phone. Lulu, played by Lulu Bowman, this year won a Daytime Emmy. Okay, so you know what? For you to call them bad actresses, you know, I'm getting really, really sick of people not tuning into the show for like 1 or 2 days and then saying how crappy it is, and when they really haven't tuned in, when they really have given up on.
Can I just ask a question? I mean, do I really need to watch the show constantly to comment on the acting?
When you really don't know what happened, what really went on, yes, because you're judging something you really don't know anything about. Yes.
Well, I would say maybe watch a week straight before you get you make kind of a broad statement like that, because there's soap fans like Carly and other people who are, you know, listening that have been around like a long time, and stuff like that like really, really offends people because they're so invested in the show. And the acting is good. Like, I'm a film graduate, and I have to say, 99% of the time, the acting is pretty good. It's just that the storylines are crap about most of the time now, that the storylines are crap. It's not the acting. It's the storylines. It's the writing that I think is the real problem, and that's why they have to act the stuff out. And I think they're doing a really good job with it. And, yes, it doesn't make sense, but that's not because of the acting. It's because of the writing, for me, personally.
Hmm.
I really don't think it has anything to do with the acting. I think the acting is superb. Like, I really think all
superb.
Of those actors are extremely talented. I could not memorize all those pages and act out that stuff per day. I have, like, Youngheimer's, okay? I can't remember crap. I also get something every 5 minutes. So I could not do that. Like, so I commend them because I could not do that. Like, that's amazing that they can memorize, like, 30-something pages and then just act it out in that one day. And for me, like, I see it. And you have Kristen Storms, and she's been in a bunch of, like, other things besides soap operas. So, like, you know she's talented right off the bat. And Steve Burden has been on that show for, what, like, 16, 20?
18
years. Yeah. Wow. So if he was, you know, not that great of an actor, I really don't think he'd be on that long. But I don't know who maybe you're in particular calling a bad actor.
Maybe I shouldn't call anyone a bad actor or a bad actress, but from what I've seen, the clips that I've seen, the acting is bad. The acting is bad. I won't call them bad.
We can narrow it down to a specific clip you've seen.
You said what?
Maybe we can narrow down to a specific scene you've seen, like you watch on YouTube or TV, because, like, for me, on General Hospital, I really think the acting is really good for the most part. It's just the storylines that make the acting look like crap to you.
I was just going to say that, yeah.
Because I think it really has to do with the storylines, like, because you have to kind of really look at the two separately and see how they're coming together, and these actors have to deal with it. They have to do their job to the best of their ability, and they have to act with what they're given. You know, they have no choice. They're not writers.
I get what you're saying, but do you feel that certain actors or actresses can only handle a certain type of storyline? Like, this is what is being catered to them because that's what they can handle. I'm not saying that's what's going on, but do you agree that a more serious, a more in-depth type story that could be written for this show, that some actors couldn't handle that? Would you agree with that?
Not necessarily, because I think some actors, yeah, maybe they're better at, say, like really emotional, traumatic storylines where they're really depressed character scenes, you know, like they had their mom die or something. And maybe they're especially good in those scenes, but maybe not as good at some other stuff. That I can see, yeah, maybe, but what you're saying, like, I think the actors that are on that show are really good, and soap acting is actually something that's recommended for actors to do before they move on to, like, primetime or movies, because it's like boot camp acting. It's like you have to memorize all these lines and do them in one day, and that's a real challenge for a lot of actors out there, because with primetime, they have 2 or 3 scenes a day, they film them, you know, they have maybe 5 pages of dialogue, that's it. But with soap actors, it's like 21 dialogue pages, it's a lot.
Right. Yeah. I commend those, you know, the guys that I'm not railing on, but the guys that I'm talking about, I commend them for memorizing those lines, like you said, and it's not an easy thing to do. But my thing is this, you can have actors and actresses like that on a show like General Hospital, but there are hundreds, literally hundreds, if not thousands of actors and actresses out there that can do that 5 to 10 times better. And these guys don't ever get a shot. They can't even sniff a commercial. Now, I'm all about the quality. I want to see the quality on the television, on the big screen. I'd rather see a proper actress in a role rather than Megan Fox taking off clothes. You know what I'm saying? That's just me.
Well, if you're talking about that, then maybe what you really
But it's all over the place. I mean, it's just these types of actors and actresses, they're all over the place. These young, hot, Twilight-type actors and actresses all over the place. I mean, for me, those guys are killing the industry. That's just what I believe personally.
Wait, okay.
Agree with that, because personally, like, for example,
Kristen Stewart?
Yeah, Kristen Stewart. Thank you, Carly. She, personally, to me, is, I've been a fan of her since Panic Room. I mean, she's amazing. Like, she's a really amazing actress. And I think maybe you're judging her because of all the Twilight hype or whatever, and I think that whole Twilight thing really has more to do with studios wanting to make money off the whole vampire thing becoming popular. That's really, I think, what it has to do with. I don't think it has anything to do with actors. Like, I think the actors who are actually, for the most part, I know for sure in Twilight and Vampire Diaries, those fandoms, like, for those shows, those movies, like, those are really good actors. Like, I'm amazed. I'm blown away by them, like, every time. Like,
wow.
For example, I didn't like Jacob in the books, in the Twilight books. I didn't really like him. I didn't really buy that she could be in love with Jacob and Edward at the same time. I didn't really buy it. And then I watched New Moon, and I saw Taylor Lautner as Jacob Black, and I was blown away. I wanted Jacob to get the girl, and that really surprised me because I was an Edward and Bella fan, and I'm like, I'm not supposed to be feeling that way. But I did, and it's because
right.
he was an amazing actor. He put the physical and emotional work into that role.
Can
so
I just ask,
what
decade were you born in? Can I just ask that?
I was in the 80s. I was born in the 80s.
Okay.
So,
and I was born.
I've got a film degree, so I know.
No, I'm just asking. I wasn't trying to be snooty or anything. I was just asking.
I was born in 1976.
Okay.
So I grew. I mean, you know, I've been watching VH since the 90s, and I mean, I don't really know how I graduated from high school because we didn't have a VCR until like 93. And I used to want to just get home and watch the eights. And, you know, and I'm not coming down on you, but it just kind of kills me when people, you know, tune in after like 9 or 10 months and just tune in on one day and they just assume they know what's going on. You know, I could buy that off of Days of Our Life, but not General Hospital.
Okay.
I understand that. Like, I really agree with that, Carly, saying you can't have a whole understanding of what's going on if you just watch one day because you are going to be lost. You're going to be like, what's going on? I don't get it. Because if you are not really at least mildly keeping up with what's going on storyline-wise, you're not going to get it in just one day.
But see,
storyline.
But I don't feel lost, though. See, that's not my beef. My beef is what's being portrayed on the screen and how these actors are portraying those situations, and I can come back 2 to 3 months later, and I can know what's going on full well. I mean, it's not that hard for me,
mm-hmm.
and that's not my problem.
About directing too, like the way the actors are directed by the director, and the director says, "I want you to play it like this, not like
exactly,
this.
Exactly."
You have to right. think about that too, in addition to the writing, and I think that's really you know the driving force behind what the actors have to portray and how they're seen on screen.
Right. Okay. Well, guys, thank you very much for taking my call. You know, I really enjoyed talking with you. And
wait. Are you a reporter? You sound like you are like a news reporter.
A news reporter.
I don't know. You sound very like you, yeah, like a news reporter or something. So I'm just curious.
Nope, I'm not a reporter. Not at all.
Okay, well, if you ever want to call back, call us back. We are here Monday and Wednesday nights.
All right. You guys take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, everyone, that was fun.
Definitely fun to have a little debate. I couldn't believe you said, oh, yeah, like, making references to the actors being bad actors on General Hospital, and I kind of like thought, I think you mean the writing.
Yes.
I really don't think you mean the actors. Like, that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
You say, because I love Julie Marie Berman. She's like one of my favorites. I think she's incredible. And I don't always like her character, but that has to do with the writing. That doesn't even have to do with her. She plays flawless. Whatever she's given, she plays that flawless.
I just went off. I mean, you know, you mentioned Lulu and Maxie. I'm going to defend them. I'm sorry.
God, I knew that was going to drive you nuts. And he said that. I was like, uh-oh, Carly, and flip the F out.
Well, I didn't say that for you guys. I did not understand. You know what? That's all. I mean, oh, and by the way, Christy, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you out at the same time. I was just feeling mad. Because I understand why you're not watching it anymore. But for him to judge one day of not watching it and just judging it from one day, you know, he might not know what's going on with the whole Franco mess. I just thought, wait a moment, you cannot judge one day of a soap opera unless you're watching
Days of... Yeah, I agree with you there. Yeah, I totally agree with you there, because, I mean, I'll watch random clips and I'll be like, wow, this show is messed up. But I don't really know what's going on until I read the soap opera magazine or I watch all the clips from that week. Then I'll be like, all right, I get it.
You know, but
it still doesn't make sense, but maybe
Cherry will agree with me on this, hopefully. That Days of Our Life is different because you can go 8 months without watching it and everything will be pretty much the same.
Yeah, I think so, because I hadn't watched it for a long time, and I don't think I really miss much, you know, so, especially with Bo and Hope, and, yeah, so. Well, that Days of Our Lives is one of the shows that was nearly in cancellation, and that totally turned around.
Oh, yeah.
Totally cleaned house in that show, and that, you know, and it's beaten General Hospital, and it never did that before.
No.
So General Hospital just needs to take a cue from Days of Our Lives.
Hi, guest in the room that are leaving. Hi, Brandy.
I keep popping up on here.
We had a Jason and Sam fan in here.
I saw there was a DeSam Lane on here, and it just went really quick earlier. And, you know, Christy, I listened to one of your debates for the liaison and DeSam. I think I listened to a couple of them. You had about two of them, right?
Yeah, two of them.
And none of the DeSammer fans call. It's so funny, you know, how they don't want to state their couple.
The second one I really promoted, too. The first one I think was kind of last minute, but the second one I was like, all right, let's really try to make it a real debate. And nobody called it, so I literally had to act like I was a JSAM fan and go, okay, now this is I literally had to act like I was a JSAM fan to try to get some kind of debate going like it would have been if the JSAM fans had called in. But, of course, they welcome me on JSAM Radio. But, see, the thing is, I don't really want to go on there because I've heard their show, honestly. And
yeah.
It just sounds like we would just come on there and we would get disrespected. And I just don't think it would be the best forum for a debate on their show because they don't have the same kind of formalities that I have on my show. Like, they don't have rules, really.
Oh, they don't really? Oh.
I don't think they really have any rules.
Oh, no.
I was kind of surprised. I went on JSAM Radio the other day, and they actually did have the girl who plays Molly on their show.
Really? They did?
They did. I don't know how they got her, but, yeah, I was kind of surprised. And it was a nice interview. Like, it was a good interview. I'm not saying they're bad at that, but, like, just in general, when I listen to their show, they're just – they don't sound mature. They don't sound like they respect other people's opinions. Like, if they have, you know – a general opinion that they're agreeing on, and someone calls in and disagrees with it, they, like, flip out.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
They can't handle it. To me, it sounds like they can't handle it. Like, they can't handle the truth that, yes, Jason Elizabeth, you have a kid. Yes, you know, there is a possibility that they're going to, you know, they're connected forever. They're going to possibly be together again one day, and they do have history, and, yes, they do have more history than JSAM.
Yes.
You know, and they don't realize, they don't recognize that because they want to ignore it and they want to be so into their couple and they don't really recognize other couples' history. Like me, I've tried to give JSAM a chance. I have watched their history and I get why people liked it in the beginning and the whole baby thing. I understand that. Like, I probably might have liked them too. But for me, I don't personally feel the chemistry. Like, I don't feel it. And I've always said, you can't tell your heart what to feel. I don't feel JSAM.
Because I was gonna give them a shot too, like in the, like after the Journey thing, and I went with the baby thing. I thought, you know, it's probably gonna turn into something like really good, but I couldn't. There was no chemistry there, and I just didn't see any of it. So
at least you two wasn't the idiots that voted for her on Dancing with the Stars.
They're never gonna forget that, are you?
No,
I never did watch Kelly on there, but I heard she had, like, a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, I heard that.
Oh, she did. She did. She really, really, really did.
She really, like, had a really rude face when she didn't win. She had, like, some kind of snotty look on her face. That's
well,
what I heard.
Okay. She won the first time, but then they did the second.
Right?
Yeah, which was kind of stupid to agree with that. If I was if I was really declared the winner, I would say, I won, now leave me the heck alone, and goodbye. I mean, but you know what? And, you know, I found out when you win first prize, you actually get money. I did not know this until, like, this year when I was digging up some stuff. I don't know. By the way, I just want to say a little American Idol news. I don't think we will be seeing American Idol after next season, you guys.
Why is that?
Simon is going bye-bye this season.
Not this season, but next season, right?
I mean, next season, yeah. I mean,
okay.
This is going to be his last season. So I don't think people are, I mean, because Christy's so smart and everything, I wanted to ask her. I don't think Randy Jackson and Ellen DeGeneres can hold it on just by them two with, you know, Carrie DePapa, and if they get another judge. I think when Simon goes, it could go.
Yeah.
I'm really interested in Ellen being a host. Honestly.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to it.
I love Ellen. She's like my favorite like lesbian figure, like in the lesbian like community. Like she is awesome.
I love her too. Yeah.
If I was a lesbian, I would marry her.
Okay.
If I was. Because she's awesome. She would make me laugh every day. Like how can you not love that?
Oh, Brandy said they want to sign American Idol for 3 more years.
I honestly don't think, because I agree too with Simon. He's like the heart of American Idol, and I honestly don't think it'll do well without him. You know, just like if they take Jason off Siebert and were to leave General Hospital, I don't think the show would people be tuning in anymore because I think he's the heart of the show, and Maurice Bernard too. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, if they took Bad and Lola White and Bradford off, I would probably want to jump off a cliff. No, I'm kidding, but, yeah. I know, I should not say that, you know. You know, it's bad enough that I'd have my 2-year-old nephew a bad word. It wasn't a really bad word, but I called Sam something on the show, Christy. And then he was saying it the next day. Yeah.
That's why they have the rule. No, you know.
I know, but it is left out.
I mean, Christy doesn't really allow much on her show. Once.
I know, and this left out. I mean, me trying to be funny did not work. But no, okay, hear this. Bruno, now Paula may be working with Simon in some way on the new X Factor. Oh, Christy, you want to go to bed early, don't you? Cause you need
yeah,
to sleep.
I need to go to bed, actually, because I literally had, like, maybe 2 hours of sleep today because I stayed up all night because I didn't have work today. And I hadn't done that in a while, so I stayed up all night, and that's what I like to do. And now I'm just like, yeah, I need to go to bed because I literally have to get up at, like, 8:30 in the morning and work.
Oh,
like,
well, I know.
My uncle, and I'm married to watch bands because I get to organize watch bands at work.
Well,
I stayed up
to 5:30, and she stayed up to what time, Terry?
I stayed up till 3:30. I was watching a movie on one of the channels, you know, that movie channels, and I thought I was going to fall asleep during it, but no, I stayed up.
Yeah, so we all
know. I took a nap earlier today, so, and I'm still tired.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe we are not as old as we, I mean, not as young as we once think, oh, we can do this, like, every day now. No.
Well, I'm a bit older than most.
Okay, excuse me.
You, so.
Wait, excuse me. Who's going to be 34 in 6 months? Me? I'm not dealing with that well. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Christy's only, what, 23, are you?
I'm 24.
24
in October.
You're a young person.
I'm so young, but I have the mind of an 86-year-old.
My
muscle groups have like, my muscle groups are pretty much 86 years old because some muscle groups I have not moved ever. And I want to go back to exercising because I need to lose weight. And I'm like,
wait.
Grandma can't do that. Grandma can't do that either.
Okay. how did the Zoom, did you stick with it for 2 weeks, that really nice gym you
were
going
to? Yeah, I was in love with this gym in my hometown, but it's so expensive, so I'm going to go to this sports complex, which is cheaper, and my parents belong to it. But whatever, I will lose weight with or without a gym, because I know how to use my couch as a workout station.
Okay.
That's right.
Oh, bro. Hey, Brandy. Hey, Brandy wants to know, Christy, did you see the Vampire Diaries spoilers on Ross with Kristen? That's what Brandy
wants. Have. I know that Damon and Elena may be hooking up, but that's all I've heard.
Who? Damon and who's going to hook
up? Damon
and Elena sound. I'm sorry, but I like Damon.
I love Damon.
I am
married to him.
I'm married to him on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yes,
you are?
And I made him a Christian. He's a Christian vampire.
I mean, I love Damon. I know a lot of people are probably Stefan and Elena fans, but not me. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually like Damon and Caroline, but I don't know if they're ever going to go down that road again.
Probably not,
The manipulator. But I love their scenes. Whenever they're in a scene, I kind of get excited because I like their chemistry. That probably has more to do with the acting than the actual character.
Probably,
I really like them together. I really do, but whatever. I'll move on. I might get into the whole Damon and Elena thing because Stefan and Elena, while they were cute, they're kind of boring.
Yes, I know. And Damon's just, I just love him. He's so bad and he's good and he's cute and, you know, everything.
You hate him and then you love him at the same time.
Yes.
I do not know how to describe that. It's a love-hate relationship, I guess.
Terry, you can always add Christy on you online because I have her on Liaison Radio on my daytime after dark one. If you want to add her on your Facebook thing.
Oh, okay. I have
can add me. I mean, I'm Creative Christy on Facebook and then Liaison Radio on Facebook, too. So
I figured you didn't mind, so I mean. I figured since you add everyone on your Facebook, I mean.
No, I have 23 friends on my Facebook account.
That's sad.
I know. I'm not very popular.
You grow into it. You grow into it. I had, 30 friends when I started out, the first few months, and I was like, man, I'm never going to get over 100, and I did.
And I basically opened a Facebook account this past summer, and most of them are just friends that are best friends, and friends through friends, and yeah.
Oh, by the way, before I forget, tell you guys, Kim Zimmer, who used to play on Guiding Light, are in discussions with B&B.
Really?
Yeah.
Everybody's Bold and Beautiful, I swear.
Bold and Beautiful is starting to be the one that is pimping, although I should not say pimping anymore, but pimping other soaps to get, but I still think Days of Our Life is becoming passions, and I wanted to stop today.
Yeah. Yeah, they brought a lot of passion stars over there, too. Yeah, I didn't like that either. Yeah.
Can I say one thing before I go?
Yeah.
For some reason, I think I lost a few followers on Liaison Radio, and it's kind of stayed, like the same number of followers, and I'm kind of bummed out because I know it's, pathetic to say this, but JSAM Radio has more followers, and that kind of pisses me off. So,
what? Really?
Yeah, they have, 287. I have, 200 now. Whatever.
Oh.
So it would be great if any Jason Elizabeth fans out there want to add me, twitter.com/liaisonradio. And my personal one is twitter.com/creativefan15. The number is 1-5. So, yeah.
Well,
that
know what?
Interesting to hear.
Well, you can add me. I mean, I know I'm on your creative one.
Yeah, you're on my Liaison Radio one too, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so, the Liaison fan, come on. We have to beat them at their own little game.
Yeah, because we were ahead by a bunch of followers, and then all of a sudden JSAM pulled out. But I think it has a lot to do with because JSAM just happened to be the couple that's actually together right now.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, before you go, but did you buy the Soap Off the Digest magazine?
I actually did buy ABC Soaps in Depth last night because I wanted to do that super couple SmackDown thing. And
yeah.
I saw it before the new year, and then I did buy it, and then I thought I'd buy it in the new year, and now I can't find it because the new issue came out. So
I ended
up just donating some money to the Canvas because they're letting people donate money who can't, like, buy the magazine. So I just ended up doing that, and I'm like, well, they better send in a vote for me. Cause
I know. Weren't the votes supposed to be in by today?
Yeah,
like
but
January 11th is the deadline, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, but you guys don't worry because I think I did enough for both of you and some other kids combined.
Great. Good. Send in like 5 votes.
No.
Or 20. You know. Or
20. Yeah.
Well, sometime when we are off the air, Chris, I will tell you what I did.
Okay.
Because he already knows.
I already know, yeah.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I almost did it, but I kind of chickened out.
Yeah.
I think I probably gave too much information, but.
I know. That's okay. So, Chrissy, go to bed and think of Jason. I don't know why I said that, but I said that.
Okay.
Okay,
are you guys
going to have
some kind of secret I don't know about?
No. Okay, fine.
Just say it.
Okay, well, you know, okay, because the magazines here, some of the pages were already ripped out of the SmackDown. People were taking them and ripping them away off the magazine. There were like 5 magazines already. People were taking them and ripping them off. Out of the magazine and filling them out. So one day at Safeway, I decided to do that myself, and I did like 5 Yeah.
You ripped the page out and then you just left the store?
Yeah. Well,
wow,
I bought some.
Vandalism. I like.
Even I bought some grocery store without
magazines. Elizabeth, you know, we wouldn't do this to anybody.
Yeah, no, I mean, I bought some groceries, so I wouldn't feel like I was ripping the store off. But you know what? I had to. I could not let Jason and Sam win. It became my obsession.
Nobody said anything to you? Like, hi, you can't do that?
Well, no, because I would take it around the corner and pretending I was getting something else, and then I would take him and, yeah.
Wow.
Sneaky.
I
know, I almost did that.
You're bad, man.
I know.
I hope you don't get arrested for that. Jeez.
Oh, thank you.
No, they probably just make you pay for the magazine.
Yeah, but,
like, the 5 magazines you ripped it out.
But you know what? 5 of them were already ripped out.
Oh,
jeez. So I'm thinking,
are
well.
In your town, jeez, man. If I knew that, man, I would have done that too, but
well,
I was on vacation when I saw the Super Couple SmackDown, and I don't know why I didn't buy it. I'm just like, oh, I'll buy it later, but I don't know why I did that. That was stupid. I should have bought
it. I think people were buying on message boards. They were buying like 5 magazines and 10, or I don't know, just however many they could get their hands on.
Crazy. Last I heard, they were like, you know, Jade Skunk or whatever you want to call them, they had by like 90.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? How do they really know? Because they are not counting them until everything has been counted in the menu.
Oh, yeah. That's from the Canvas, though. I don't really know how they know, but they said they were ahead by, like, 90. I was like,
oh,
all right.
Oh, my gosh.
They better not be ahead.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm going to be pissed off if Jay Skunk wins. I'm going to be like, Jay Skunk won? What? I'm going to, like, flip out. I'm going to be, like, so mad. But, I don't know. Like, I hope this reaches the writers because I don't know if this is going to be, like, really publicized to the writers and be like, so, by the way, you know.
You know what? You know what, Christy? Like, I'm going to say on, you know, Friday, I feel Jason and Liz are coming very, very strongly.
Oh, this is how Canvas knew. They said, this was my messages, posted earlier today on Sid's Twitter. So it was on their Twitter that supposedly Jason
said. Oh, Really?
That was on the 7th, though. So it's
by
now. So I don't know.
I just don't understand them. They're not due till, well, their deadline was today, so how can they know, really? We'll find out in 3 weeks. Is that how long it takes for the other
Yeah, about
to
two or three weeks.
Out?
And then, this is where it gets crazier. When they are doing round two, Liz and Lucky versus Jason and Liz.
What was that?
When they are doing round two, Jason and Liz versus the little gay guy versus Liz.
Gay
I gotta stop.
Liz, huh?
Okay, no, they were calling Lucky Gay Guy on some Twitter account today.
Oh, you don't listen to that crap.
Well, I know, but I was just repeating.
I
why?
That crap, man. I see that and I laugh and I move on. I'm just like, wow. Alrighty then. Nothing else better to do. That's fine. Stupid, I swear.
People are going just a little crazy.
People do that just to, like, piss other people off. I really think people do that just to get a rise out of others.
Yeah, I think so, too.
We have someone called Brian Fawn, the really, really bad name on Twitter today, too.
Yeah, but, and it's something you shouldn't repeat, but...
Yes, well, if I repeat on here one, just in case my little nephew is listening, I always taught him bad words, so I cannot teach him any more bad. Oh, my sister will probably sting on me. I don't want to be stingered. So, you're going to go to bed, Chris?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was trying to look up ABC, like, the Soaps in Depth on Twitter. I don't know what their screen name is, though. Because I put twitter.com/ABC Soaps in Depth, but that's not it. So, maybe it's ABC Sid or something. If anyone knows, I'd like to find their Twitter, because I know I'm following them, I just don't know where it is. So I have to like go through like 500 freaking people.
How many people is following you on Twitter?
I have 201 followers now. I just checked. So.
And you're not going to get Twitter, are you, Terry?
No, you know what? I don't think I'm going to get a Twitter. I don't know if I'm going to do that. Maybe down the road. Because it seems like that's where everybody's, you go onto these chat, in these board, the message boards, they're not in chat anymore, they're in Twitter. So maybe I should get a Twitter, I don't know.
You know, role players are all over Twitter and Facebook now, like fake profiles and all that crap, but... Not that it's bad, because, I mean, I have one for Team Salvatore, because I'm married.
Okay, is this, Christy,
you know.
Is this Soaps in Depth ABC?
Soaps in Depth ABC, that's what it is?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That way I don't have to go through, like, 500 people.
But, no, I mean, I was surprised that Guy called in today. We never had a Guy call in. That was our first guy calling.
I had a feeling that it was. Yeah, I thought he was a reporter, too, because he was asking a lot of questions. And
yeah, he really was.
I'm not a good debater, so that's why I didn't even talk, really.
Yeah, you just let me go after him and tell him crazy.
Just like if it just Sam or Sam were to call in, I don't think I'd be a good debater, even though, you know, I wouldn't be not a good debater, period, so. I'm sure Christy would be a very good debater if it just Sam or Sam called in.
Bring the heat. Hell
yeah.
Yeah. You suck. Are you insane? I mean, how, like, me and Carly, we got to find this out. One day we're going to find out how the writers are explaining how Jason can have a building fall on him,
yes.
Hit that twice, yes. And then have sex with Sam.
Exactly.
That's like, baffles me. To this day, it's going to be like this.
Yes.
He like, he raped him or something.
Yeah, you know what? Terry and I were on the phone one night. I go, you know what? That's she molested him. Just like Morgan molested Todd on One Life to Live.
Well, to tell you the truth, he looked really horny, but I think he was just horny. I think he was just using her. Like, you're a warm body. You're here.
She wasn't Elizabeth. He probably thought she was Elizabeth.
Yeah, like, because she was trying to nurse him back to health or whatever, but I did not see a first aid kit. But then all of a sudden he has his shirt off and he's got, like, patches of what, you know, little patches on him. And I'm like, I didn't see a first aid kit. I saw water and a washcloth and Sam talking to you and saying, please don't die, Jason, please don't die.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all I saw. I did not see a first aid kit. Okay, you show me where the first aid kit is in that clip because I didn't see it.
You know, Aaron, what I want to know is, I just want someone to be dumb enough for me to just fall on the building for me. Just do that for me. Anyone, please? Just because I just, you know what?
I don't think it's realistically possible myself. But
yeah,
I think that's the whoppers. They think they can get away with it because they think we're stupid.
They're getting away with a lot of stuff that they think they're getting away with, and they're not. You know, I've been watching the show forever, and every character is out of character right now. And I tried tuning back in, and Carly twisted my arm, and I did. And I was watching it. I couldn't. I had to take it off. I couldn't watch it anymore. It's not on my DVR anymore.
It went bye-bye.
Yeah, I went bye-bye the other day on the DVR. I couldn't stand even fast-forwarding the Jason and Sam scenes. It was making me sick.
And by the way, people out there, if any time you're watching General Hospital, and, and I'm not bashing Bill Murray Christie, but if, suddenly you're eating most chocolate or anything, that's very, very normal because I've been doing that, and then like 3 hours later, I have to go to the bathroom because I have to throw it back up, all because of this one character. And if anyone ever named their daughter Samantha or anything, I thought that was a cute name growing up, but now that name just makes me want to scream. Because all our soaps that name Samantha, the character tunes busy. Okay, we have 2 more minutes.
Oh, great. Been on the whole show, man. I'm going to be so tired.
I know. I'm so surprised that you were.
I know. I'm shocked that I'm actually awake right now. Anyway.
What time is it over there where you're at?
It's like 11:30.
Oh, okay.
About 11:30, yeah.
And really cold? Is it really cold, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 25 degrees.
Oh, my God.
We've had worse, so this is actually pretty good because we've had like 5 degrees before. Actually pretty good.
I know. I brag to Carly all the time that I'm
you evil when you
warm
do that.
Weather here, Today was nice and warm. Don't need a jacket.
Yes.
I'm bad that way. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm zealous because, we are still like 20 degrees and 15, and tonight we have like this high wind morning. The wind is supposed to be like 50 degrees. Winds are 50 degrees and on the coast is like, 75. So I feel sorry for the people that live on the beach tonight because the winds are like 75 degrees. We have 90 seconds, so, Christy, is there anything you need to promote before
we... Please, on radio, it's Friday, it's going to be at 10 p.m. Central now, 11 p.m. Eastern, because In the Zone's having their show like an hour before. Lisa's show, she's going to have Seamus Spear from the show Castle on her Castle Radio on Monday. At 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Is he gonna
let people talk to him? Or, by the way,
She's gonna ask him if it's okay with him. Because it has to be okay with him first. But she's gonna have people email her questions, so you can do that.
Oh, cool.
Just contact me and contact with her Twitter or whatever.
Yeah. Well, and everyone come back on Wednesday night. Maybe we maybe we will get another interesting call so I can wipe the floor with them again.
Okay.
Okay.
And Terry, I will call you in a couple of minutes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to hang up now, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.